The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program. My friends, we all know there is a devil. We also know he deceived Eve, the first woman on earth. As far as we know, at least she's the first woman the Bible speaks of. Satan deceived Eve with his lying, deceptive words to obey him and to disobey God. We would like to think it was only Satan's lies and deception which caused Eve to disobey God and eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the forbidden fruit, eat the fruit of the tree that God had told them and warned them not to partake of, not to eat of, and not to even touch. Now, if there had been no Satan, Eve may never have eaten the forbidden fruit. But if it weren't for self, she probably would have never fallen for Satan's schemes and deception to begin with. You see, self was with Eve. Self was also with Adam. Now, did she just take on self at the time that Satan deceived her? And did Adam just take on self when Eve offered the forbidden fruit? Self was with them from the time they were created. And self isn't bad. It's just the way that we conduct self. But self just hadn't been stirred up enough to get them to disobey God and get what self wanted and do what self wanted. So in that test by God and temptation by Satan, self took preeminence over the Word of God. Eve didn't have to obey Satan. Adam didn't have to obey Satan either. But self wanted what self wanted more than self wanted to obey God. That is when self began showing itself, at least to the point that God had it recorded in His Word. That's when self sinned the first time. Now, God has given each human being a personality, likes and dislikes. You are different from everyone else. You are you, and that's the way that God wanted you to be. So He created man and woman to produce kids and rear them and teach and train kids to control self, to control their emotions and channel self and their emotions, their mindset and their attitude in obedience to God. That's what God was teaching Adam and Eve in the garden. If they would have controlled their emotions, self, if you will, to have passed the test that God gave them and the temptation that Satan threw at them, then they would have partaken of the tree of life, which represented God's way and the Holy Spirit. They would have received the gift of the Holy Spirit and would have reared their kids in the way of God. They would have set the course for man to live by, the course of obeying God instead of Satan. So Satan would have never become the God of mankind. He would have no followers of his way of get, or if he did, it would only be a very few. This world would have been ruled by the Creator God. God wanted to be the God and the King of the whole earth from everlasting to everlasting, and would have been had Adam and Eve set the course for their posterity to obey God, and self would not have become the self as we know self today. Mankind would not have become selfish, greedy, lustful, proud, vain, as we see in the attitude and actions of mankind today. Satan has deceived and enticed the self to become like himself, like Satan. Satan wanted what he wanted, the way and at the time he wanted it. He said, "I'll do whatever it takes to get what I want." He has enticed mankind to follow him in that mindset and attitude. That's what he did in the Garden of Eden, and it has only picked up momentum ever since. So Satan's world has come to the point that we don't want to put any restraints on self. And God knew it would be that way if man followed Satan. Notice what God had to say in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. God knew this is the way that it would become. As a matter of fact, the pre-flood world became that way. And that's the way the world is today. And it's described pretty well here in the book of Hosea, chapter 4. Verse 1, "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. Now, my friends, God is speaking to you. If you live in the United States, or if you live in Britain, or you are of British descent, God is speaking to you. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Think about that, my friends. God is telling us the way it is and the way that it would be when he spoke this way back in ancient Israel's day. He says, there is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Well, what do we see today? Is God describing our nation today? Well, yes, he is. He goes on and tells us what we're doing. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break all restraints with bloodshed after bloodshed. God is describing a world that says by our actions that everything goes. Yes, do what you want to do. If you're big enough to do it and can do it, do it. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away. With the beasts of the field and the birds of the air, even the fish of the sea will be taken away. God is telling us that our ways will produce much suffering. And what do we see today, my friends? We see everything in confusion. We see everything upside down. The weather pattern is upside down. Our health is upside down. The beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea even mourn. Things aren't healthy for them as well as mankind. In verse 6, God continues here. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Yes, a time when God will withdraw his blessings from America and from this whole world for that matter, but especially the Israelitish people, the United States and the British people, the birthright blessing people. God says he will withdraw his blessings from us. And it looks to me like when you see the condition of our nation, you would have to think that God has already done that, turned his back to Israel. God said we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He also said we have rejected knowledge and have forgotten the law of God. That law that he gave, his Ten Commandments to live by, which would regulate our well-being. God says we have forgotten it, and indeed we have. And that's what Satan started out to do in the Garden of Eden, to get us to forget all about God, his way, and his word. God warned in his word not to forget our God. And that's exactly what our forefathers, ancient Israel, did, and so have we. We have put self in the way. We have allowed self to separate us from our God. Because God's way isn't our way, as God tells us in Isaiah 55. He says, my thoughts and my ways are not yours. He says, as far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts than yours. And God wants us to come up as close to his level as we can. But we have degenerated as far from God, it seems, almost as far as we can. That began in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. I want you to notice this account in Genesis chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. Genesis 3, beginning in verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, before we finish this verse, I want you to listen to something. Satan has a lot of power. He spoke to the serpent. He stayed in the background. He still does. He pushes something or someone up front, but he stays in the background. He doesn't want us to see him and to know that it is really him that is deceiving and misleading and misguiding people to obey him. But that's exactly what is happening. He works the same today as he did back in the Garden of Eden. He spoke to Eve through a serpent, and he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? You know, my friend, Satan knew what God had said. Satan knows God's word, but he will not obey God's word. And that's where he wants you and me to come to not obey God's word at all. Verse 2, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, "You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Eve knew what God had said. And the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." And notice verse 5, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Yes, Satan deceived Eve into thinking, made her think, brought her to the point that she think, worked on her mind and her attitude to the point that she thought that she didn't need God. And that's what he was trying to do, and he pulled it off big time. "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Yes, the big lie Satan told Eve amounted to the fact that you won't need to obey God, that you don't need God. You can make it just fine on your own. Let your own knowledge and your wisdom lead you and guide you. You don't have to listen to God. And that's where we are today. We have rejected God's word. We think that we don't need God. And look at the mess that we're in, my friends. And we're fast approaching the day that Christ described in Matthew 24, that we would come to the point of annihilating all flesh from this earth. We're not too far from that time. Verse 6, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate." Yes, just as Eve wanted to satisfy self, her cravings, so did Adam, and finally came to the point that they didn't want to obey God at all. So has their offspring to this very day. Satan began making the world believe we don't need God. The pre-flood world believed that. So does this world today. Well, it's very evident. They put self before the word of God. They put Satan before God. They knew God's word, what God had said, was lawful and unlawful, but self wanted to experience a different way than obeying God. Satan knows God's word, and he even quotes scriptures. But as I've mentioned before, he will not obey God. His mind and his attitude is set that he will not obey God. And that's the mind and the attitude that he wants to pawn off on you and me, and that he has pretty well pawned off on the world as a whole. What Satan offered appealed to self. Do what you want to do. The other way looked better to both of them. That's the mindset and the attitude they began developing, and their posterity picked up on it very quickly. So self still wants what we want. Now there was good in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and we see many good traits in people, but disobeying God isn't one of them. Well, I see my time is up. We've got to break off here. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and in the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should request and you should read, my friend, because they will help you to understand what you should do in your life, why you were born, why you are here, and where you're going and how to get there. Booklet number 1, How to Build Godly Character. That's why you were born, my friends, to build godly character. And booklet number 2, How to Be an Overcomer. And all you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you may order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand and live His way.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.